Marshall will introduce us.
The Minnesota Court of Appeals is now in session. Judge Smith, Judge Rodenberg, Judge Gaetis, the Honorable Tracy M. Smith presiding.
Good morning still. Welcome to the Minnesota Court of Appeals. This is our last oral argument for the day. This case is A21-0734. Jeremiah Lavelle Thomas, respondent, versus Stanley T. Gabolo, appellant. Counsel, for appellant, you're the only party appearing here, so you will have 15 minutes and no rebuttal against yourself. So 15-minute argument is all the time that you have. And so at the start of that argument, if you will please state your name and the party you represent for the record, and then we...
My name is Val Pronto. Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Val Pronto Davis, and I'm the attorney for Stanley Bolo, who is the appellant in this case. This is an appeal from December 23rd, 2020 order denying appellant's demand for removal. The demand was denied on the basis of timeliness. The court, looking at the December 10th, 2020 acceptance date rather than the date the demand was filed, which was November 15th, 2020. It was a curious journey from filing to acceptance. If the question is indeed timeliness of the filing, the matter was due November 16th and filed November 15th, and it is thus timely. What's more, it was filed in accordance with the instructions promulgated by the Justice Department in the state of Minnesota for a removal from conciliation court to district court. No place does it say anything at all about filing it as a new case. In fact, it makes it very clear that you need to put the old case number on it. When it was discovered that A, it was rejected, and B, it was rejected because it was filed with the wrong case number, I was confused by that. And at the time, I was on the phone with the administrator for Chisago County, and she was confused by that because the only number we had was the number for the conciliation court case. I immediately tried filing it by filing as a new case, only to discover that it wouldn't allow me to put in the jury fee. My client had a right to a jury trial. So both the issues of timeliness and the issue of whether we've filed it properly have pretty much been covered, because we did what we could, everything we could, to try and file this correctly, at least according to what we knew. Now we're trying to get it filed with a jury fee. And I tried over and over and over again. I've practiced for over 40 years. I've certainly e-filed different cases. I'm not a 14-year-old who knows everything about computers, but this one had me stumped. I could not, for the life of me, manage to get that jury fee in there. And by November 30th, when I finally had a receipt, okay, I had the initial filing that said that I paid $410, but I had a receipt that said that it accepted the $410, including the $100 jury fee. I thought I was home free. I still hadn't heard anything. I still wasn't able to get through to anybody at the courthouse by December 10th. On December 10th, I find out that for reasons I don't know, the whole thing was canceled. Now, I don't know if that's COVID's fault. I don't know if it's my fault. When I talked to the tech people for Odyssey File and Serve, They didn't see how I could manage to cancel it, and I don't know why I would, having gone this far trying to get it to be filed and accepted. Tried it again. This time it was accepted. You do not have a demand for removal anywhere in that file that was sent to you from Chisago County. And you don't, because they accepted it, created a new file, and took $410 from my client. So the question comes down to, does COVID happen to present a mitigating issue here? And yes, I think it does. It really does. Number one, I would never have filed a demand for removal. Typically, my client would file that. He would go down to the courthouse, he would pay us money, and he would file it. But he couldn't do that, not this year. Not in 2020, which was not like any year I've ever seen. The courthouse was locked. He couldn't get in. He didn't have the means to e-file it. I sent it out for service to Metro Legal. They were going to serve it by going down to the courthouse and filing it. They discovered they couldn't on Friday. At that point, we thought, well, give you another day and see if you can't get Mr. Thomas served. They couldn't get him served. I filed it on the 15th, which is Sunday. I called immediately the next day. Couldn't reach anyone. No one was at the courthouse. I called and got to a switchboard that sent me to Chisago County. And it said, we're not here. We'll get back to you. Your call is important to us. They didn't get back to me until the 19th.
Can I ask Ms. Davis, on the 16th, what were you calling them for? Did you have a notification at that time that it hadn't gone through your filing on the 15th, or what was prompting you to call?
What was prompting me to call was the fact that I wanted to do a jury trial, and I was not getting a prompt to pay for the jury trial or for the filing fee or anything else. I wanted to find out what happened to it. It hadn't occurred to me that I needed to file it as a brand new case because it didn't say that. In fact, the instructions were very adamant that you needed to put all of the information from the conciliation court case on the demand for removal. In fact, that's what's on the demand for removal. That's the reason that I was calling. And the more I didn't get an acceptance via email or anything else, the more I was a little bit concerned. But every time I called, I got the same response. We'll get back to you. When I finally did get back to the or when they finally got back to me, I should say, they're not in the courthouse. They're working remotely, which many of us were. All of us were, I think. What was really funny was the fact that the administrator was not the person, it says that it is the person, but is not the person that accepts or rejects. So she had no idea why it was accepted or rejected. When we finally found the rejection notice, it said that it was filed in the wrong case. It had the right case all over it. So then the recommendation was made that we file it as a new case. So we did. And then that started that whole additional journey. But for COVID, you could have called somebody up and found out an answer. I've never in 40 years called the courthouse and not been able to reach somebody.
Ms. Pronto Davis, I'm wondering if you tried the number on e-filing for technical support at any time. I'm not sure if that's
needed. I did. That's Taylor File and Serve. And I did call them. They said that they weren't sure what was going on. This is when I can't get the jury filed. I can't get it filed because it won't accept the jury file amount. And they didn't know. They said to call Chisago County and find out if they were accepting jury trials for civil trials. Again, another COVID issue. We didn't have that before. We weren't going to have that before. I mean, people have a right, you've said so many times, to a jury trial in their demand for removal from conciliation court.
When I asked Ms. David, how does the attempted service fit in here? I mean, the service was attempted after attempted to file on November 15th. I'm not sure the relevance of the service. I don't know.
That's another one of those but for COVID situations. When I turned it over to Metro Legal, I expected they would be able to, I've never known them to not get their man, so to speak. But they couldn't. And they couldn't in part because they couldn't walk up to somebody and hand them something or use whatever handy subterfuge a service of process person might use to manage to serve someone who's trying his darndest not to be served. They couldn't do anything except kind of watch the place that he lived or supposedly lived, and using a picture, ultimately walk up to him and ask him if he would accept service. Nor could they file. They filed supposedly by the 16th. They filed on Monday. The rejection didn't happen until the 18th.
Oh, what did they file on the 16th?
They filed their affidavit of not found. Of attempted service, I guess it is. Now, he had already been served, you're correct, by mail. We sent that out first on November 5th, and then found out that he was no longer using as his address the address that he had used at the time of the conciliation court hearing. So we found out the address that he's using now and sent it to him there.
Okay, I guess my question is, even if, I mean, if there had been no problem, if you had had no problem filing on November 16th, say your November 15th filing, I'm just wondering whether the deadline of November 16th included both filing by you and an affidavit, either of service or of affidavit of not found. In other words, was that required by November 16th?
Well, I don't know, because the affidavit of service by mail on the 12th was accepted, as far as I know. The thing that was not accepted was the demand for removal, and it was not accepted because it was filed with the wrong case number. And that's what it said, wrong case number. Which, as the court administrator said, what do you mean wrong case number? It's the only case number we've had. As we continued, you know, every time we turned around, there was another problem, and that problem was pretty much related to the COVID issue. Ultimately, I think it's easy enough to fix the problem. All we end up having to do is put something on those instructions that say if you're e-filing, you file it as a new case. Just make sure all of this other information is on there too. But that is
I have a I have a question about the record that is before us. Can this court consider the district court's order denying your motion for reconsideration, given that an appeal cannot be taken from a motion for reconsideration?
And that I don't know. My understanding from this court is that no, it cannot. That what we're looking at here is just whether they should have denied the removal.
And so, what would our record be for the purpose of making that decision?
Your records would be, in other words, what you need to look at in order to make
that decision. What could we look at? Yeah, what could we permissibly look at?
The documents that I sent as my appendix to my brief pretty much lay it out. This was not late because nobody was trying to get it in. They were trying. Believe me, I know. I was trying very hard to get this thing in on time. And not only on time, but on time after a problem was solved, on time again, and on time again. The problem is that it just did not work out that way. And it didn't work out that way in part because most of the instruction you could get, you couldn't get from people who were at work or at their job as a court administrator. Or I never did talk to the person who makes the decision to reject or accept. I don't even know who that person is, and neither did the administrator in Chisago County.
Okay, Ms. Davis, I think it's the end of your time. I don't see any other questions, so thank you for your argument this morning. The case is submitted, and we'll have a decision out in the statutory time period.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.